Whistling out tonight. Whistling out over the airwaves. We are hot tonight. We are absolutely stoked. Need some apple juice, honey? Yeah. We are Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Brought to you live by Worldwide Gorilla. Yeah. We haven't quite got the name of our new company yet for this broadcast. But anyway, we're here. It's the 21st. Everybody's paid their taxes. Everybody's got a big refund coming. Spend it here. And we're having fun. Buddy Boo's online. Buddy Boo is looking at himself. Look at Buddy Boo. He's a hot boo. He knows how to look at himself on the screen now.
He's wild.
Yeah, he's wild. He loves to chew headphones. That's the newest thing that he does now.
I know. I saw that last week.
Yeah, he's a headphone chewer.
Yeah.
But see, the tinfoil's over on this side. Yeah, there it is. So he can't get... I got that to insulate the strap, so he doesn't need to eat that.
Right.
But he loves to chew on the headphones. He's
That's
such a
wild.
Good boo. He's a good boo, aren't you, babe? He's a good boo. You want shawootsies? He loves shawootsies. You want some stuff here? Want some stuff? Stuff. Yeah. So anyhow, here we are. It's April already, the 21 of April, and the world is still here, amazingly enough. It's hard to believe that the world is still here, but it is.
And, yeah.
I don't know for how much longer, and I've got my, everybody, you got to join Fridays. You got this yet? You go to Fridays? You got Fridays back. I go to one in New York City on the corner of 34th and 6th Avenue, right across the street from the New Yorker. And they got everything in there. I eat this place half the time for free.
Did you?
Yeah. I got the little cards they punch, and I get a lot of free meals, free drinks, whatever you want. It's free. Join
wow.
Stripes. Yeah, you got to go to Fridays. And I've made a lot of friends there. I've met a lot of celebrities there.
Right.
It's the one in Temecula. You never realize the NFL football players are eating there, and it's really the place to go.
Wow.
And if you want to get your car washed, man, this guy is the best. Of course, you got to come to Temecula, California to do that. But he's good.
Yeah.
Know.
That's cool.
So what's going on in the world of the bearish?
Well, something new has happened for me this week, and it's been really incredible. I was working on a client 2 days ago, and I was working on her feet, and all of a sudden, the energy changed in her feet. I opened up to a different dimension right in front of my eyes, and instead of seeing the points where I usually see, I was looking at something I've never seen before. It just it almost looked like things from a different world, things from a different heaven. I was seeing different dimensions right through her feet. So I've been able to do that with all my clients since. And it looks like astrological signs. I've never seen that through feet before. So I don't know what I'm doing other than I'm seeing it. And I've been pressing where the lights are for the astrological signs. And so it's really making people see better and feel better and very, very positive. It's really incredible stuff. So I'm just continuing with it. I have no idea what I'm doing, Fred. All I know is that it opens up to the regular dimension of the feet. Within about a minute afterwards, it changes into this incredible energy. So it's just a whole different dimension. I've never seen it before, Fred. This is something that's really incredible.
Well,
so
I thought you were going to say that the big toe exploded, but it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Buddy liked that one. He likes my one-liners, you know.
Oh, he does, huh? That's
yeah,
cool.
He likes that. No big toe explosion, buddy. He's just loving these headphones. He's chewing the hell out of the top of them, but that won't hurt anything because the wiring's in the bottom.
Right.
But he's just absolutely chewing the heck out of him. I mean, what a sidekick.
Yeah.
Can you see him behind me? Look at him chewing away. Look at that. Isn't that funny?
He's a riot.
Yeah, he's definitely he's all signs. He's actually a Taurus. He's May 23rd, but you never know it because you know what? His birthday's coming. We have to have a big party. Fly you out here in a Learjet.
How old is he now?
I think he'll be 4 this year.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not sure.
That is so cool.
I don't even know how old he is. He doesn't know how old he is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's up on the head. Look at him now. Look at this. Talk about taking control. See? And that's a bird on the head. Yeah, it's
a bird.
Oh,
there you are, buddy.
Huh?
That's really wild. He's on top of your hat.
Yeah, he's on the hat. He likes the Lockheed
Skunk
Works.
He's on the speakers.
Yeah. He loves the Lockheed Skunk Works. He's a big, big skunk work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've been watching the consciousness. Always in April, people are dead in the brain. You know, it's amazing how people are, I don't know. I guess because in the United States, we have this tax thing that goes on. Everybody goes brain dead in April.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Have you noticed that?
Well, I haven't had that trouble here.
Oh, okay.
I've had people that get tired. I've had people that are sleepy, but I haven't had total brain dead, no.
Yeah, I'm just not seeing people function like I normally do.
Well, they seem to be tired more than anything else, and that's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I presume it could be brain dead. I mean, but my clients, I've been working on them so long. You know, it's just, I don't seem to have that trouble right now, Fred.
Mm.
Maybe I'm brain dead and everybody else is alive. Who knows?
Yeah, could be possible.
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing with this new energy. It's just, it comes right through the feet, Fred. I've never seen it before. Now you moved it. I got to move my thing down here.
So yeah, I got to actually, what I need to do is close that blind behind there because it's dimming the camera. So what I'll do,
okay.
I'll take a break. I don't know if I can get that far with the headphones or not, so let me go over there. Maybe not. Headphones are always tangled up on the chair. You know, they're not. Okay, here go the headphones. All right. Now they're tangled up on the phone. I think I can make it to the. The sun is coming right in here.
Yes. Let's see it.
I lose the bird here? I might have lost the bird. Hang on. Here. I'm trying to get this down.
I see what you're doing.
These must be made in China. Normally they just flop right down. There they go. Well, we got it down partway. No, that's far enough. Yeah, we're back up and running now. And they'll bite me now. You hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, because I think I got the problem solved.
How's that look?
Well, you're clear as a bell. Yeah, we got a little bit clearer now.
This is the first time you've actually been as clear as you are.
Yeah, I'm really clear.
There you go. Move it down. That's it right there.
I'd like to lower it some more, but I've got my assistant chewing up my headphones. Hey, will you stop that? Hey, Boo. He's got so much energy. Bella never did any of this, you know. She's
right,
in the other room.
Right.
She's growing new feathers out. She's orange right now.
Ah.
But he likes to, he likes center of attention.
He certainly does.
Let's see how much
such
brighter
a pretty
it gets
bird.
When I...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody. Yes, hi.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Fred. Dr. Fred.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jason from Kentucky.
How's everything down in KY?
It's a pretty nice day out here.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Everybody into watching the wrestling down there?
Probably. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I know. We were out on a tour one time, and we went into a bar. My pilot and everybody that was flying our jet, and we walked into this bar, and they had wrestling on, you know, all the screens. Like out here, you NFL, you get the baseball games, but down there was wrestling. That was the damnedest thing I ever saw.
Yeah, wrestling and sports, that'd be it.
Yeah. So down there, you know, I remember when Arkansas, all my farmer friends that had farms and that, they'd all like to wrestle. Everybody would get out in front, or on Sunday. I'm serious. After a big Sunday meal, wait about an hour and then go out and wrestle. That was great. I don't see that in California. Yeah. Out here, they put you in jail. You know, for assault or something.
I've seen that a lot when I was younger, too.
Yeah. So what's happening down there, anyway?
I called in to ask Steve if he could do a little healing for me for a friend of mine.
Yeah, Steve,
sure.
Get on the job, man.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
I have a really nice 5-year-old cat that has had his top canines out because one of them got broken and it eventually got infected. And he's really, really not handling it well. He's probably come close to death a couple of times.
Right.
He's just getting an infection is still building up in there no matter what we do with him. I was wondering if you could do anything.
Sure. Let me just take a look here. Okay.
He's a black and white cat. He's not here with me. He's probably under the next door neighbor's house is where
okay.
He's hiding while I'm trying to give him medicine a lot.
Right. He's very scared. What is he very scared about? Very,
he
very
to go
frightened.
To the doctor quite a bit, the veterinarian.
Oh, does he? Okay. All right. Well, his heart's opening back up again, so hopefully that'll help him a lot. Yeah, his chakras are opening now. His spine is opening. He's really frightened. He needs some love. Are you guys petting him and giving him a lot of love?
Yeah, I try to sit with him quite a bit whenever he's in. He likes to go out quite a bit because he's decided not to use the cat box now, and he has to stay out a little bit.
Right, okay.
But I try to keep him in here to sleep quite a bit, and then he'll want to go out, and I'll try to stay with him so he can be outside a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Okay. How's the weather out there? Is it pretty nice?
Yeah, it's really nice. Not too warm, but it's warm enough to sit out, you know, and not be
cool.
Chilly if you're
cool.
In the sun and
nice.
Stuff.
Nice.
I planted a banana tree just now that my mom gave me.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah, we were thinking of ordering one of those things because they advertise them on the internet. We want to have bananas. I eat a lot of bananas. They're good for potassium.
Yeah.
You've got to wait 3 to 7 years before they start blooming, from what the instructions said.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. I want a banana tree that's ready to go.
I put some magnetite in there because that's really supposed to help.
I'm balancing him out now. That's good.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the word improvement, so I'm pretty well sure he's getting better right now.
Okay, that's great.
I keep on hearing the word improvement.
Night after not eating for a while.
Did he just come back inside?
No, he might be around near the door. I don't know. I've got
okay.
Another one on me.
Gotcha. He's lighting up awfully nice right now. I'm clearing the infection right now. There it goes. It's starting to clear. Here you go.
Thanks
it's
a lot.
Clear
I'm
now.
Sure he appreciates it too.
Okay. His whole body is turning pure white light, so that's really nice. He was really, poor little guy was really infected. That infection was all through his body, so it's getting clearer all the time as I'm working on it. And I think he's a lot clearer right now.
That's great.
Seems to be very clear. Okay.
Think he needs any antibiotics?
He should be on antibiotics.
Been on two different types.
Yeah.
Plus go down to the vet and get some antibiotics. Because I've had to treat my birds, and it really works. I mean, I don't like using antibiotics, but I use them on my patients.
Right.
And occasionally, it's the last resort, but
yeah.
I used them on my birds, on Bella.
Yeah.
And got her out of some bad situations where she would have been fatal, and then you got to get the cat. You got to get the cat out of the antibiotic.
He's been on it for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months.
Oh, he has been.
Yeah, quite a long time. Every 12 hours, he has to get a little bit.
Yeah, do you have to shoot him up? What do you know what the bacterial infection is that he has, the name of it?
No, it's mainly, I think, inside of his nose, because his nose got distorted, and they said it might not ever change after they pulled the tooth out. They thought it was scar tissue that formed up in there, and it was a little hard for him to breathe.
That's interesting.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a circulation problem. Okay. If I knew the name of the bacterial infection, I could suggest an antibiotic, but I need to know the name of it.
I'm seeing his lungs right now.
I don't know if they know.
Yeah. I'm seeing his lungs right now, his heart. So he's breathing a lot better right now. So that should ease him up a lot. He'll probably rest.
Okay. Yeah. I tried giving a few other things, like some aloe vera gel and some things like that, some more natural stuff.
Right.
But I think he had quite a bit, like you said. It might have not been enough to get to it, and you don't know exactly how much to give on that type of thing.
Right. I think I would give him a little bit more, not much more, but a little bit more, because he was very dark.
Uh-huh.
Very dark. I don't think you were giving him enough. So I think I would give him a little bit more. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, it takes him down quite a bit when he takes his medicine, because he uses.
Well, he's calmer now. He's very calm. He's very calm compared to what he was about 10 minutes ago. So I think
he needs to get more liquids in his body. When you give him a antibacterial drug, you know, what happens is the dead cells floods their system and it knocks their consciousness out. So it's very effective. Yeah. Maybe you should. Yeah. But he needs more water, more liquids, and that'll help that.
Yeah, I try to mix quite a bit of water in with his soft food, so he's not able to eat anything that has any hardness in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Poor thing. Nice kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really nice kitty.
That's really nice.
We're all animal freaks, as you can tell. I mean,
yeah.
I've got one on me chewing my headphones up as we speak.
Those are AKGs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And you know what? Yeah, the German ones. I bought them over there when I was recording in Germany, and he loved to chew up the high-end stuff. I put a cheap pair of Japanese or Chinese headphones on him. He won't even touch them. You know, he's very smart.
Are they the 240s?
Huh?
Are they the 240 models?
It's the gold ones. You know, you can see them there.
I've had quite a few years. I've had a pair of those.
Yeah, are you in the music or recording business or what?
I do home theater. I used to do quite a bit of home theater design and installation, that type of thing. Of course, I've also played some instruments.
That's really cool. What do you play?
Used to play piano, cello, recorders, what I started on,
like
flute, and then also guitar, of course.
So you're really versatile. You go from a string instrument to a keyboard.
If I might make a suggestion.
Yeah.
I have dogs that come in to visit me. And what they do, as soon as they come into the room, and I had one that was losing a lot of hair, and he would come into the room and actually lay right next to my master crystal. And his hair came.
That.
Yeah, his hair came back within 3 weeks. So he was, you know. So I presume it'll do the same thing with cats. And you'll notice the cat coming to the master crystal and just laying around it. They love it for some odd reason. So I would highly suggest think about a master crystal for your pussycats.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
It's way out of my range, but I do have a sleeping pyramid I got quite a while back, and they've been sleeping under, not him.
They've been sleeping, right, they've been sleeping. Yeah, they're drawn to that.
He's been draining a lot of fluids out, and it's not nice to keep him around the stuff that soaks up fluid like a bedspread and stuff.
Right.
Is good. They're not. That's not expensive. A little Vitamid, put it over him when he's napping. It's a 12-inch. You know, we sell them for like I don't know, very very little, next to nothing. It's called the Vitamid. Go to our website. That cats like those. And it's small and lightweight, and you can move it around.
You know what you might think of also? Nuclear receptors. They are really, really hooked up to nuclear receptors. They love it.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about that. You might want to think about that for your pussycat. But he's a lot better right now. He's clearing very quickly. So it'll take a day or two before he's completely clear. But he's fine right now. His energy levels are coming up pretty much. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. So I would definitely do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. I had an interesting story, if Dr. Fred wants to hear it, about the receptor that I have.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Please.
When I first got it, I was doing a lot of install work, commercial install work, and wasn't used to wearing any type of jewelry, and it wound up getting hit. You know, the chest would hit the wall or tools or ladders or whatever I'd be working with.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the diamond got knocked out of it one day when I was in a parking garage, and I was somewhat upset because I couldn't find it. Spent about 20 minutes looking around everywhere I could
mm-hmm.
think of. So I spent the rest of the day, you know, without it, and went home, drove about an hour home. And then about a week later, I noticed underneath the couch, there was
mm-hmm.
the crystal.
I'll be darned. Yeah. That's beautiful.
I have no idea how it could have gotten back there.
Yeah, that's wild. That's really wild.
But little odd things like that will happen with...
That's really wild. That's really cool.
Anyway, I'll let you all get back and not hog up the time. Thanks a lot for helping out.
Not
well,
a problem.
That's what the show's for, you know, is to hog up the time. It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to talk to me here than spend $400 an hour in a thing here. It's free.
Oh yeah,
that's the whole deal, you know.
Yeah.
People are
right.
still starting to get that message. If people will just wake up a little bit more and communicate.
Oh, yeah. Steve, I might try calling you back sometime this week, and maybe you could help me align my standalone projectors I've got.
Not a problem. More than happy to do that for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Steve, we get a lot of people are starting to get a little more brave and get on the air now, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's really good.
No, there it goes. Did you like that, Buddy Boo? Buddy Boo is totally amped today. He's climbing on the headphones, on the floor. He climbed on my back. He'll eventually get used to the headphones. I don't think he likes them. You don't like headphones, honey? I think he has a problem with headphones.
Well, it's very possible he does.
Yeah, now Bella would just sit there on the shoulder and just be a good bird, but he's not like that. He's a jumper.
Right.
So the chat room is kind of light today.
Yeah, I don't see anything on the chat room. I can't.
We got Varum on there. WMMV. I guess that's Varum. Womb Vroom? How would you say that? Anyway, what are you doing, honey? You're just so wild. He's just squawking away and chewing. He says, Dad, I think these headphones are attacking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Well, poor old kitty cat. He's just an antibiotic. I think that they need to cut down on the dosage a little bit. And the reason for that is that when you give an antibiotic to an animal and it like passes out afterwards, it gets weak. It's
mm-hmm.
doing too much too quick, and you got to slow the dosage down.
That I didn't know because I told him to give a little bit more. He was really he was very dark, Fred. Like
yeah, he might be
enough.
Close to death. Yeah,
it could very well be, Fred. It could very well be. I calmed him down a lot, so and I opened up his energy more. But it was still like a gray white. It wasn't completely white. So,
yeah,
you could be very right.
Buddy Boo, you hear him squawking away?
Yeah,
he's working on his headphones. He thinks, Dad, you're being attacked.
You know, he might not like the headphones over your ears.
What is it,
baby? It might bother him.
You got to get used to the headphones.
Yeah.
You got to get used to those. Your headphones are good stuff. That's good stuff, baby. That's good stuff. Headphones are okay. Maybe I need to get him a set. Bird phones.
Yeah. You know, the woman that was on last week that I was working on?
Yeah.
She needed to do this alone. I opened up her heart, but she needs to figure things out for herself. So I left her that way with the idea of figuring it out for herself. She was, she likes to do that for herself.
Well, that's good. You know, we have a lot of listeners out there would like to have more information, but the bottom line is that you need to, at least I would need to, really tune in to nothing. Go into a meditative state with no questions, no answers.
Right, right.
And just, you know, that's what the beauty of our systems are all about. Just tune into nothing.
Right.
And it's in nothing that you get the answer.
That's right.
You know, it's
that's
if
right.
you ask the questions, the nothing already knows what the questions are because you've been asking them all day long, all week long, all month
mm-hmm,
long.
Mm-hmm.
People do that, you know.
Yeah.
But to tune into nothing is where the answers are because that gets the ego, the pride, and the glory.
Right, right.
They're all sinful actions of the body,
mm-hmm.
you know, or cause for sin, or, you know, contradictions to God, and that, or contradictions to nature. Or contradictions to your natural higher self, you know, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You just got to just shut the whole damn thing down and just,
right.
you know?
Right.
And see, Buddy Boo knows that. He's squawking. Yeah, he knows about nothing. Yeah.
I usually tell people to let everything go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No.
Because you won't get, you won't get answers when you search in vain. It just
right.
doesn't
right.
happen.
Right.
Now that we've changed the frequency of our conversation, and now Buddy's tuning in. See how a bird is?
Yes.
See what I mean? He tuned in.
Look
we changed the whole genre of the show, and he's quit chewing the earphones, and he feels the truth. And that's why I have parrots. Parrots sense the truth. I mean,
that's wonderful.
I guess all animals do in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was touring with Moody years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to say something. Okay. And then Mike Pinder dropped out. Now, Mike Pinder and Ray Thomas founded the Moody Blues. They were the original. And when, in the height of their career, Mike Pinder dropped out. And I
mm-hmm.
said, why
mm-hmm.
is he doing that? And the reason was he moved to Hawaii, Maui,
wow.
and started raising parrots. And that's when I took his lead and decided to raise parrots myself.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, the parrots are really cool. I've had some of my parrots up to 20-some years now, you know. That's
wow.
a long time to have an animal around.
How long can they live?
Well, the Frenchie out there, who you can hear in the background, will live 75 to 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The one on my shoulder could easily hit 40. The African Grey that I bottle fed and raised with my kids is older than my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Could easily hit 40 or 50. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I avoid are the cockatiels because they're too.
Okay.
I've had a bunch of those, but they don't last very long, and you get really attached to them, and they die on you. They only last 5, 6, 7 years.
Really.
Yeah, and then they usually meet some crazy end. So I go with the long term. Bees, who was very close to us, lasted about 20 years.
Wow.
And I think he broke his neck last year, about this time last year, when we were up in San Francisco doing a lecture.
Wow.
But he was with us for 20 years. He was a Hans Macaw.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the bird of my previous wife from Germany, and when she abandoned me, she abandoned the bird. And I think his sock broke the bird's heart. He never was the same after that. He picked his feathers all out and everything. So
really?
Yeah, he picked all his feathers out, and we got him to everywhere, and we couldn't do anything about it. So he was basically bald when he died, but he was a great bird. But
yeah,
she bottle fed him, and you can't bottle feed a parrot and then abandon it. It's like abandoning a child.
Okay.
And parrots have the intelligence of a 5 to 7 year old child once they mature.
Okay.
And so if you abandon them, then what happens is that's a very bad thing. And so I've been working with a group over in Arizona called Oasis.
Okay.
And Oasis is in Scottsdale. It's www.the-oasis.org. And they take in parrots that are abandoned. And I've donated money to this. And you're just having a good time, aren't you? Okay, you want to see that? I've donated to this group. You know, their phone number, by the way, is 602-863-1543. They have over 1,000 parrots there, and they and the funny thing is, they won't adopt them out. You know, and they're overcrowded. For example, one parrot, one African gray that they took in, Rita. I'll just read this to you from one of their newsletters. Rita is a beautiful African gray. They're the sweetest things on the planet. Was found in... Hey, come on, let me talk. Was in an empty townhouse, abandoned due to hard economic times, faced by her owner. Luckily, the housekeeper found Rita and temporarily took care of her, and her owner come to claim her.
Mm-hmm.
But they never did. When the housekeeper contacted the Oasis, we agreed to take in this homeless and frightened bird. Today, Rita is a very sweet bird who is thriving in our African gray free flight apiary. Your donation makes it possible for continuing to take in birds like this special African gray. Well, I have some people here in Temecula that wanted to adopt some of these birds. So I contacted them. I saw, you know, they wanted, you know, I mean, they're there, and these are good people. They want a bird. So I contact the Oasis, and their policy is they don't let them get up. They won't let them go. Once they're in, they're in. I mean, so that, to me, is a contradiction. They should be like an adoption agency, not like a security, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to abandon a bird, you know, that's kind of sad. It's like lock your dog up in an apartment and vacate, you know? How long is that dog going to last?
Really
Yeah.
Well, birds seem to be very compassionate, so that's a very interesting trademark.
Yeah.
At least he seems to be very, very compassionate.
Yeah, buddy.
Very loving.
Fine. We changed the frequency, and look, he's not picking his headphones off anymore. He's sitting on his shoulder.
A
little bit loud, but he's doing what he's supposed to do. Hey, come on now. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Okay. Yeah, he's a good bird.
Yeah, he's a wonderful bird.
When are you getting one?
I'd love to get one, Fred, if I can get enough time to have some fun myself. I'm waiting to get my car out.
Oh, your car's not out? This is April, man.
No. Tell me about it, but it won't clear. Right now it's 38 degrees. It's very cold here.
Last time I talked to you was 75.
Well, not today.
Yeah, you were in Philadelphia, though.
Yeah, but I was here, too, and the weather got up to about 73, 74. And then it went right back down to 38. Well, you know this kind of weather up here.
Yeah.
You know, you're from Syracuse.
Yeah. As long as you got an antifreeze. It's not snowing, right?
Well, it did yesterday, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey.
Very cold.
Hold up.
Tonight the winds are about 50 miles an hour, so it's
50? I mean, you're going to be blowing off the roof.
Yeah. So it's... spring is not here yet, or at least, you know. Oh, Shuatsia. Let me go get mine. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Everybody
really
out
good.
There listening thinking that.
Yeah, I got it about 3 seconds from here. Hold on. Yep. Wonderful.
Yeah.
This stuff really works.
Oh, yeah, it works great.
This revives
you
everything.
You got problems with the IRS? You got problems with...
yeah.
Legal problems, this will fix it. Right here, Shawootsie. Shout to this. Shout to them. Everybody's everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, you gotta have
this. He's got a new, you mentioned Shawootsie and he's talking a different language.
Yeah. Shawootsie. Shawootsie.
Yeah.
Shawootsie.
He really knows. Listen to him.
Yeah, Boo, he's quiet now. He knows what Shawootsie is. How Shawoo.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that gets rid of radiation. When you are getting winds in Japan, you don't have radiation anymore.
This is really good stuff. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It puts the head back on the... yeah.
Really great stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you been up to this week? Anything good?
No, nothing. I've been robbing banks and, you know, shooting people and torturing children. You know, the usual stuff that I do. Luckily, I haven't been caught, but, you know... Other than that, it's been a little bit slow, you know, waiting for people to wake up. You know, after, you know, tax time in this country, everybody falls asleep for a little while.
Yep.
And it's the same old, same old. And look at 10 years back in our history of our company and see the same thing, you know. It'd be nice if people would use the stuff that they get and actually function. But you got to use the stuff to function.
Yeah,
and they don't function. But anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't go to work without my nuclear receptor. I wear my nuclear receptor every day, like religiously.
Yeah, me too. I've actually been wearing the projector lately.
Excuse me?
I've been wearing the projector a lot lately.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I go through cycles. You know, I wear that, and then I stop wearing that. And then I go to the receptor. But right now, it's projector time. So rather than get a solid gold one, I took my silver one, which had a gold bridge and had it plated in gold, and that's good enough for now.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's cool.
Gold is over $1,500 a friggin' ounce right now.
That's incredible.
People that bought our product prior to 1990 sell it for gold weight to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and people that would buy them now in the next 10 years could sell them and make money because it's going to go to $5,000.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Make it, yeah, it's going to make an $8,000 worth about $30,000 in about 6 years.
Yeah.
Do the math. Forget the spiritual value of it or the, you know.
Yeah.
People, I just love watching people, you know, think about how they can't afford a solid gold one when they're buying a silver one. And you realize when you talk to people that do that and behave that way, is the fact that they can't think outside the box. They just don't do that. And as a result, financially, they cannot achieve anything outside the box of which they've limited themselves with, because they haven't realized the beauty of the projector.
Right.
Put a projector on, you don't have to get a solid gold projector, just a silver one. Put one of those on and watch your life change.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, it did for me.
Yep.
I'm living in a beautiful place. 5 or 6 years ago, you told me I'd be living here, I'd say you're nuts. I could never afford this. And I used the projector, and it brought me here, and it's a beautiful place, and it's productive. We've got great employees, and it's all amazing.
Yep.
I didn't plan on it. Everybody says you're never going to move out of Laguna Beach because you've been there for, I've been there 35 years, you know. And then buying a house 35 years ago, the payment wasn't very much. It wasn't hardly anything. It was chump change. You can't even get a bachelor apartment over there for what my house payment was.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
I'm out here in a nice area. I still have the Laguna Beach. And I'm just living a great life out here. We've got a pond. We got, you know, a pool. We got, you know, acres of avocado trees. We're just 14 miles from the ocean. And
it's incredible.
Yeah, it's just happened. You haven't been here yet.
No, I haven't, Fred.
Our guest house is bigger than the house in Laguna. Yeah.
That's what you're telling me. That's incredible, Fred.
And we've had UFO visits, and everything's cool. We're just fine here. And you just let it happen. But people just block that. They block it. I mean, if you've got technical on something that makes it happen, spend it. Get rid of that energy, you know. The third ray, green energy, money. It's money. Spend it. Get your life moving. That's what I tell people. And the ones that listen occasionally, it's because I did it, they absolutely do well. Absolutely make a fortune. I couldn't count all the guys and some women that I have made multimillionaires by just helping them out in their lives on a daily basis. And one guy over in Arizona became a billionaire. And I won't mention any names, but people have done very well just following the advice. And the ones that haven't, they call up and say, oh, this is not working, that's not working, and blah, blah, blah. It's because they're not putting their heart and soul in it. You got to put your heart and soul in it. You have to believe in order to receive.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I've got the platinum one, and I put that on. It's just an incredible
piece. Oh, I can't wait to get that one.
Unbelievable, Fred.
Yeah. But that platinum one, would you pay for that? I mean, you paid what, $7,000 or $8,000 or something?
I think $8,000. This was about 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
three
platinum
and a half,
right
4 years
now is $2,000, close to it. That same piece right now is worth about $20,000.
No, actually, I got it appraised for about 26.
26, there you go.
26.
There you go.
Yep.
Now, is that an investment or not?
Oh, Fred, I can't do it. I mean, I couldn't do it right now. It's just impossible.
You came
I mean, but
hard
people
times,
that can get it.
You could sell it and get 6 months of life out of it, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the thing is that people that can get it. Because the price of platinum is not going to come down for quite a while.
It's going to go $10,000 an ounce.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going there. It's on the way. Baby.
But I've got, I still have my solid gold one, and I really love it. I mean, my nuclear receptor,
You still have a solid gold projector?
No. I don't have the solid gold. I'm talking about
receptor,
my solid gold nuclear receptor.
Yeah, I have one, too.
You know, and that's really incredible. I mean, it's just incredible.
I've offered mine up at what it would cost to replace it so I can get the Ankh. Nobody's bought it, and it's okay. Eventually somebody will buy it, and then I'll get the Ankh. But
I got a jewelry rider, and I got my 18 karat gold nuclear receptor with the with all the diamonds in it, and the center diamond, it's $20,000.
Yeah.
That's what it's worth. You know, it's incredible, and I certainly didn't pay that kind of money for it, but that's what it's worth.
We're a brand now, you know. People don't realize that we're a brand. I had a guy, one of my doctor's friends, who advertises in Bird Talk magazine, Dr. Lefebvre, his name is. You can see him in Bird Talk, .com.
Mm-hmm.
He has Lefebvre products. I built him a receptor back 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
We put a 3-carat diamond in his family.
Yeah.
He went over to Hawaii. This is like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He goes over to Hawaii and gets it appraised. He says, walks into a jewelry store and he says, I got a 3-carat diamond here and this thing and a receptor and blah, blah, blah. And the diamond isn't all that expensive. I mean, it's expensive, but it has some flaws in it. So, it's not like 3-carat diamond worth $50,000. A 3-carat diamond, you can buy them for $10,000 all day long.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few flaws like his was. And the appraiser in Hawaii says, oh, that's a Dr. Bell. That's $42,000. This is 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when I found out we were becoming a brand, you know.
Yep.
And obviously you found that out.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So, here we are. We're branded. Da-dun-da-dun, branded.
yep.
And then when the U.S. Patent Office last year, March 16th, year and a month ago, actually a month and a few days, gave me the patent on the projector as a working device, and they call it a light display device.
Right.
Which the lady says, no, I won't give you a patent if you call it the projector. I'm
okay. going to
give you a patent on what it does for me, and I'm the patent office. What are you going to do about it? I says, I surrender. You know, pretty like, whoa, yeah, patent office.
Yeah.
Give me that patent, baby. I got it. You know, it was great.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really incredible.
Yeah, so they got that a year ago already.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. God, you know, what more proof do you want? And now I got to get this projector down. The FDA is still bugging me to get the thing certified, which I will, the receptor. And, you know, I'm just going to do it. It's going to cost me about $40,000 with all my connections at University of California, Irvine, to get the endocrinology lab to do with the test on it.
Mm-hmm.
I get a medical claim on it, and it'll be worth billions. It'd be the first thing that you wear around your neck that does medical things that the FDA approves.
Yeah.
And I'm really starting to kick myself in the ass. Because I really, we've been working on the QBAM, and I really want to get to the music. I really miss doing music. But I'm starting to think I need to go get some, you know, collegiate tests for the FDA so I can make medical claims on my receptor.
Right.
And then change the patent status on it. So I don't know. It's all part of this planet, you know. It's like life on Earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened to that girl that used to be in our life? You know, the girl that used to have on the show, where'd she go?
I don't know. Last time I called her, which was about 3 weeks ago, she was sick as a dog. So,
oh, man.
I'll give her a call. Maybe we can get her on next week. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Why is she wearing a receptor?
I've tried to talk her into it. She just won't swing for it.
Doesn't get it.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
They don't get it, and they get sick. They wonder, ooh, what happened, you know?
Yep.
The other thing about the projector is it keeps you in the right place at the right time, you know?
Well, the interesting thing about my projector is that the stones actually fire. They fire in a positive direction. So, in other words, if I'm wearing it, it actually fires forward, and it's incredible, Fred. It's just, it keeps on working all the time. It just keeps working. The projectors on the wall, they keep working all the time. It's just a matter of time till, I think what needs to be done, and this is an important part, I think with the projectors, you got to really let go.
You do.
You got to let go. If you want things to work, let go.
Yeah.
Because, and I need to tell people that. I really, when they call me, I just got to tell them to let go. Don't worry about it, just let go. Because a lot of people, they're thinkers, and they ruin it by thinking.
Well, the mind is the slayer of the real.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you're right. The less you think about things, the better you can heal.
Yeah, and that's a big lesson. And not only that, once you learn it, you got to discipline it because you're around human beings every day that don't think the way they don't think that way.
Right.
They don't think if they're not getting material gratification on an hourly basis that their lives are falling apart.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of sad, but
yeah,
that's what people think.
It's very true.
Anybody who says, "Yeah, Dad, I know it." I says, I'm a bird, and I don't think. I just go for the beak. I get the beak out, and I get things going, Dad. Yeah, look at Buddy Boo. He's all over it now.
Actually, I think he's actually filled out. Hey, Buddy Boo. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, Buddy Boo.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Dude.
Aren't you pretty?
He's a pretty bird.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna chew up the camera now. He's just kind of—he's like a little puppy, you know. He's 5 or 6 years from now, he won't behave this way, but because he's a puppy, he likes to chew shoes. He's looking at the camera. He sees himself. He's looking at the screen now, where he sees himself. He knows he's looking at himself. He's not stupid. He can open up any door in the house. Oh, I'm bored, Dad. A big yawn there. He's a little bored. Yeah.
Hey, Buddy Boo, how you doing? I love you.
Yeah, baby. Here you go.
Yeah. That's
baby.
Really nice.
Yeah, dude. Here's a good
Hey,
boo.
Dude. Hey, Buddy Boo, look at me, baby.
Yeah, look at that bird.
Yeah.
That's the kind of bird you want, you know.
Yeah.
One of these.
Beautiful bird.
Get yourself a male eclectus, and you will never have any problems. You will be constantly entertained.
Huh.
He'll ride around. I take him out in the Porsche. He loves to ride in the Porsche. Of course, keep the top up because it's a convertible.
Nice.
He stands on my shoulder. He'll drink a little glass of wine with me, and then we take off and go somewhere. Oh, he loves a little sip of wine, not much, but a little bit. And we drive all over all these beautiful country roads up there that we're blessed to be near. We can drive, 50 miles and not see anybody.
Wow.
And he loves it. He just looks out the window, and he'll squawk a little bit. And oh, he's bored again. He's so bored. He says, Dad, let me go in the Porsche again, Dad.
Fred, can he fly?
Oh, yeah, he can fly, but not very far. He's too fat. He's so fat. He's well fed.
Yeah.
We just got to make sure he doesn't get a heart attack because, look at he's chewing up the camera now. Oh, baby, don't chew the camera, honey. Oh, shit, we're out of time. Can you believe it?
Oh, really? Oh, wow, that went by fast.
Yeah, that was a quickie.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to get off the air here.
Okay.
The next person go.
Very good.
Anyhow, we've been doing Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show with call-ins and having fun. And we do have Shavuotzi right here that you have to get from us, or you can get it somewhere else. And you know what? The Shavuotzi prices on the Internet are going way up now.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're going up way beyond what we're selling it for. They started out cheaper than we were selling it for because we had to buy a bunch of it at one time. Now our prices are lower than everybody's, and we have it in stock.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and
plus the lady that brings it in from China, I don't believe in many Chinese products, but this I do believe in. I believe in the herbs, of China. And she's got a lot of other stuff going on, so we have a really good connection to China for the Shavuotzi.
I'll tell you what I need. I need a cream that I can massage people with when they're very tight. So if you can get me a Chinese herb, something like that, something menthol that would work, I could really do a good job with that and probably sell it too.
Yeah, I'll ask the lady. I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
Now, because if I don't do it now, I won't do it at all.
Because I think there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, and they probably could use that cream to, protect their muscles and make them feel better.
Yeah, no, I'll write it down.
Sure.
Massage. They have the best herbs. And you know what's sad about China is that, the hierarchy over there has gotten into our trade, taken over a lot of real estate in this country, taken over part of our national debt, so we owe them.
Mm-hmm.
And, they make crap. Technologically, other than iPhones, they make crap. And the bottom line is they're brilliant in herbs. It's just too bad that the Chinese medicine doesn't come here, which is really deserved in this country, versus the crappy money things that they're into now.
Yeah. It's all politics.
It's all politics.
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, I got to go. We got to go.
Buddy.
Put your number out.
585-746-8321 is my number, so please give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you.
Yeah. And our number is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show number is 1-800-729-2603.
Yes.
Yeah, you know it. And we are at www.paradigm.com. By the way, we got a brand new website coming up with a lot of new cool stuff.
Okay, that'd be good to look at.
Yeah. All right, Steve, I'm disconnecting.
Talk to you later.
All right, have a great day. Get that goddamn car on the road.
Okay.